Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, great morning there. Great Thursday morning. Thanks for jumping in here with us first thing in the morning. Get your day off on the right foot. Hopefully get it off on the right foot. The 17th day of January 2019. Lord's not making another one. Appreciate all of you being in here. I always struggle here at the beginning of the show because I got down inside of me what I want to talk about, but I got so much other stuff that I have to dive into that I want to make sure that probably I'm dressed for war today. I don't know if you picked up on that. I got my war clothes on. I always try to all these different hats. I could get the hat. I don't know what was this? What is this making? I got this from Dr. Bob Ruth. What hat does this? Does this look good if I wear that one? Is this my war hat or is this one? I think this is my war hat. And so I want to go to war a little bit today or try to talk about war. I'm so sick and tired of apologizing for being a man, but I'm going to get back to that here in a second. Jared, if you pull up that homepage at CoachDaveLive.com, I think it's important. I'm not going to go through all of this, okay? It's all there, folks. See, here's one of the struggles I've run. Some are listening by phone. Some can't see the screen, yada, yada, yada. Some are older people, don't have internet. So we run into a lot of issues that we're trying to deal with. But here's some important things on our schedule that I want to make you aware of and that probably are a little bit more critical. We know next week we're going to be in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Denny Bryan's got a great event going on up there. All the details are there. I'm not going to go over those details, but that's the next thing on the list. I'm praying for good weather so we can get out of the airport here in Columbus and into the airport there in Des Moines. A big one. This is a big one. Our disaster relief effort in Panama City, Florida. We are going right now. Mark Trump, Mark has just been all over it. He and Jim Kraft has just been doing a wonderful job. And Mark, maybe you can jump in there and just give us a brief overview of kind of the stuff you sent out to us yesterday, Jim. We were hoping to get 20. Now it looks like we're going to be over 20 people. Now, folks, listen, I want you to understand, those of you out there listening to the show, it costs us $10 a night to stay. So if we take 30 people down there, that's $300 a night for us to stay there, okay? Pass the Salt picks up that expense. If you can't go, it would help us if you would provide some of that. 10 bucks isn't a lot, but it is when you put 30, 40 people on the ground. It adds up pretty quick. But, Mark, you're already out in front. Talk a little bit about that real quickly.
Sure. I just gathered together everyone who's been and made some phone calls yesterday. We got I don't know, 13, 14 people confirmed and another 15 or so, you know, it's about 34 people total. Now, this includes some folks who are rounding some other folks up. We have a volunteer, Dan Bukowski, who is a new name in the huddle here. He's a gentleman you introduced me to, but he's got some friends down in Pensacola. So he's hoping to bring five or six people. But yeah, we got five pieces of equipment, and one of those includes Brian Cunningham. He offered to bring a skid steer. If he heals up, he may be able to operate it. Randy Lunsford's bringing his skid steer, trailer, truck, son. So a lot of people donating their time, and I'm really humbled by the men who want to serve. So thank y'all very much. Get the word out. Find children to go with you. Anything else you need, just give Jim or me a call, okay?
And by children, if you bring children, you're responsible for the children. Okay, some of this can get dangerous, right? We're cutting down trees and that kind of stuff. So we don't want little 3-year-old and 5-year-old kids running around. I think Jim meant by you know, teenagers, somebody that you're going to be able to. It's good to bring them, I think, because they see how real Christian men behave. So
yeah, we had a 17-year-old and a 13-year-old with us last time, and they did amazing work.
Great. They did.
So prior to 13, anybody younger than that, make sure you got a good handle on them. But certainly any teenagers, try to throw in a car with you.
And please let us know if you're coming. Yes, we're willing to help with expenses to get you down there. We'll take care of your expenses while you're on the ground. We just need to know exactly how many so we can prepare everything that's going on. Then you see March 2nd, we got a huddle in Allentown, PA. March 8th is Rob Pugh's Ministry Expo and Conference in Marshfield, Wisconsin. And I'll here in a couple of days, Rob, I'll let you talk about that. The Hear the Watchman Conference, Dallas, Texas. Occupy Till I Come. That, folks, that is a big event. And Gary keeps getting on me because I really haven't kicked that thing off enough. We're doing that in Canton again, and it's going to be a really, really great equipping event. And you can purchase tickets already. We've cut the price almost in half. I talked about that the other day. You get your tickets now, it's only $50. Last time it was, I think, maybe $99 or $100. Yeah, you have to pay your hotel and everything, but all that, there it is. That stuff's all on our page, okay? Man, I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. It's all there, everything that you need to see. And if you're interested in having us come to your town near you, let us know. We'll get you on the schedule. You can see more Rochester, Minnesota, Louisville, Kentucky, a regional huddle of May 22nd. A lot of good stuff going on. So we are a action ministry. It's what we are, trying to get boots on the ground, people into the game, and try to excite the hearts of men in particular for the cause of Christ. Cool. I think it did okay there. I probably left something out. Didn't mean to. Again, that stuff all is found at CoachDaveLive.com. Most of you, some of you are watching on Coach Dave Live. So we welcome the folks at BeforeIt'sNews.com. I believe right now, if you check, we're probably streaming on their homepage. And I want to thank them again for giving us the opportunity to be there. Yeah, there we are, Coach Dave Live. So there, praise the Lord. Thanks. So we're expanding our stakes, as they would say, and trying to get more done. Hey, we're doing a local event here. I haven't really spoken a whole lot about that today. We're doing a local free bread giveaway. If you're watching and you're in the Licking County area, Newark, Ohio area, we are giving out a truckload of free bread today, along with about 500 pairs of gloves that we were able to go out and purchase. And we set up right at the dairy. I can't remember the name of that thing. Dairy aisle, I think it is, right? No, it's not the dairy aisle. Right at 30th Street and the railroad tracks on 30th Street there in Heath. And we're going to set up right there, and we're going to give out free bread, cookies. There's even some meat in there, if I understand. All free. So if you want to come and be part of that, we're going to be there beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. Hopefully we'll beat a little bit of the snow. And try to let people know we do. We believe in mercy ministry as well. And we think it's a great opportunity to teach people to give to Christians who give to Christians. That's really what we'll do. So, cool. Have I forgotten anything? Anything at all? Anybody wants to throw in here right now before I dive into what I want to talk about? Cool. All right. Good. I told you yesterday I was going to talk about masculinity. I'm going to show you today. But I want to start off with this. I don't want to do that. Jared, let's start out with the very first video. This thing really, really touched me. A lot of us listening to this show right now are senior citizens. Can I say that? And, you know, Clint Eastwood has just come out with a new movie. Somebody sent me this yesterday. Clint Eastwood's come out with a new movie. He's 88 years old, Clint Eastwood. That makes us feel old, doesn't it? And, I thought it was so apropos for guys our age. And the title of this song, and here's the story behind it. Toby Keith, you guys know Toby Keith. He's playing golf with Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood's 88 years old, still playing golf. Good for Clint. And Toby was talking back and forth with Clint. And Clint, he said to Clint, how do you stay so young and so active and making movies at 88. And Clint Eastwood said to Toby Keith, "I don't let the old man in." And Toby thought about that. He said he pondered it all day and talked to Clint and all that kind of stuff. And he got home and he wrote a little song, and because he knew Clint had made this new movie. And he sent the song to Clint, not thinking Clint would do anything with it. Clint made it one of the title songs, one of the feature songs in his new movie that's coming out that I don't know. But guys, this is so good. And so many guys reach our age and we think we're done and we're in retirement. What good are we? And so I want you to watch this 2-minute and 52 video. It's done by Toby Keith. Clint Eastwood's in it. And the title of this is, you got to listen closely. Don't let that old man in. That idea that you're old and decrepit and can't do it anymore. Don't let that old man in. Go ahead and play it, Jared. This is me. This is me.
Don't let the old man in. I want to live it some more. Can't leave it up to him. He's knocking on my door. And I knew all of my life that someday it would end. Get up and go outside.
Don't let that old man in.
Don't let the old man in. Many moons I have lived. My body's withered and worn. Ask yourself, how old would you be?
How old would you be if you didn't know the day you were born?
Try to love on your wife and stay close to your friends. Toast each sundown with wine. Don't let the old man in. Body's withered and worn. Ask yourself, how old would you be if you didn't know the day you were born? When he rides up on his horse and you feel that cold bitter wind, look out your window and smile. Let the old man in. Look out your window and smile. Don't let the old man in.
Don't let that old man in. Don't let that old man get in. Boy, is that ever a age is a state of mind. Don't let that old man in, man. Don't do that. And you know, I fight that every day. Exercising, watching what I'm eating, doing those things I don't want to. It's easy to sit around and not get involved. Don't let that old man in. And the thing is, it is really, we're the ones, those of us who are becoming old men. Hey, boys, this mess is our fault. It's our fault. This was done on our watch. All this stuff that we see going on is done on our watch. And what a sad state of affairs. I told somebody the other day, or I tell you guys a lot, I'm 14 years from 80. 14 years, I'm going to be 80 years old. I ain't going to go down sitting in some daggone nursing home with somebody coming and changing my diaper if I have anything to do with it. I'm not going to let that old man in. And we're sitting back and we're expecting the next generation to come along and fight this fight for us, and they don't even understand what that fight is. They don't even understand what it means to be a man. We haven't shown them what it means to be a man. We think being a man is pulling your pants down around your crack going out and screwing as many women as you can. We think that's manhood. We don't even understand. Manhood is under attack. Women and feminism has killed manhood. I ain't going to let that old man in. I'm going to fight it. I don't care how much they hate me. I don't care what they say about me. I'm going to go down standing up. I'm going to go down fighting. I ain't going to let that old man in. When you're young, you got a lot to live for, and your family and all that stuff. When you walk over the top of that Appalachian Mountains and you're going down on that other side, you ain't got stuff, man. You ain't got much. Ain't got much time. I'm not going to let that old man in. Sit around worrying and wondering about what I could have done and should have done. Don't let that old man in. Don't let that old man in. Amen.
Hey, Coach, at the same time, let's don't waste your youth saying I'll do it later when I'm older. Yeah.
Waiting to get old.
Start now. Get in there. Let's go.
Because if we don't do it now, it ain't going to get done. Jared, go to Webster's for me. Go to Webster's. What is a man? The heck is a man? What is a man? And what happened to men? Why have we become so sissified? So I go to Webster's 1828 dictionary. I looked up the word masculine. Because they're talking about toxic masculinity. I wrote a pretty powerful commentary today. I may get to it here in a second. But I wrote it on whatever happened to science. That's what I entitled it. But you know what I wanted to write on? And maybe I'll get to do it next week. I wanted to write on toxic femininity. That's what I wanted to write about. Hey, who are the ones killing the stinking babies, huh? Huh? Who are the ones killing the stinking babies? And who are the ones permitting the killing of the stinking baby? See, the men. What's happened? Men are, everywhere you look, men are trained by women. Everywhere you look, men are trained by women. You go to school, elementary school, it's all women. Women principals. Everything's women. Women, women, women. Kid goes into his house. Dad goes off to work. Dad comes home from work, gets home at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. He's tired. He puts his feet up. He reads the newspaper, does whatever he does. Kids are in bed. Next thing you know, the kids get up in the morning. They go the next day, and women again, and women and women, and constantly being beaten down, bombarded about, hey, don't be too aggressive. Don't be too loud. Sit there and be quiet. Follow the rules, yada, yada, yada. And it's men, I'm going to tell you, in rare situations and in rare cases, can a woman train a boy to be a man? A woman cannot do it. Now, listen, I know some women do. I know some women do. But a woman cannot train a boy to be a man. Only a man can do that. And men have shed that responsibility. And we see the goal of our culture and our society is to turn men into sissy women. No. You understand what I'm trying to say? Make everybody the same. That's not the way God designed it. Male and female made him. Go to Genesis real quick, Jared. In the beginning? In the beginning, God created it. By the way, Mark Trump, great job yesterday. Great job yesterday. I thought about that all day yesterday, that DNA and manhood and wow. And I got some confirmation of some other stuff. Jared, go on down. Male and female made him there. Now it says, God fell and God said, God made two great lights. God said, God said, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. There it is, dear. Yeah, after our image and after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the air, man. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man, masculine, in his own image. And in the image of God created he him. Remember this. He created man first. Why are we ashamed of that? Why are we ashamed to take our responsibility and step up as the head of the home, head of society, this idea that men and women are equal? Right wing watch having fun with me today. God created men and women.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Men and women are congruent. Men and women aren't equal. That's ridiculous.
They're not equal. I'm going to get into that here in a second, I think, Benny. Jared, go back to Webster's. So what is masculine? We did this before. Masculine is, it comes from masculus, having the qualities of a man. Strong, robust, coarse, opposed to delicate or soft, bold, brave, spirit of courage. Even in grammar, the masculine gender of the word is that which expresses a male or something analogous to it, or it is the gender appropriated to males, though not always expressing the male sex. So we know what masculine is. It's coarse, bold, brave, spirit of courage. What's feminine? What's that, Jared? It comes from Latin feminis, womb, pertaining to a woman or to women, to females or the female sex. And women are soft, tender, and delicate. That's what you see in the pulpits. Soft, tender, and delicate. Effeminate. Destitute of manly qualities. Toxic femininity. Toxic femininity. Listen, femininity that wants to be masculine. That's what they're serving to see. And masculinity that they want to turn feminine. That's what's going on. See? Because why? The seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. The image of God created he in his own image, masculine, manly, in grammar denoting the gender or words which signify females. Female gender. There's only two genders, male, female, period. Look up gender. Look it up, Jared. They probably don't even have gender. What's gender? Huh. Properly kind thought. A sex, male or female. Hence, in grammar, a difference in words to express distinction of sex, usually a difference of termination in noun. Gender. Words expressing males are said to be masculine gender, and those expressing females are of the feminine gender. And in some languages, words expressing things having no sex are of the neuter or neither gender. So we're being neutered. Men are being neutered. I'm feeling this really deeply today. Now, Jared, let's pull a switch on them here, boys and girls. Let's go to the medical dictionary. That's one of the links there, Jared. Medical dictionary. Yeah, I gotta somehow get to my commentary today, whatever happened to science. I didn't mean to put gender disorders up there first, Jared. I want you to look up in the medical dictionary right there. Type in male. Medical dictionary. Male. What's it say, Jared? You got to click on male. In zoology, that'd be us, that'd be animals, denoting the sex to which those belong that produce sperm. And a person of that sex. What does masculine say in the medical dictionary, Jared? Right there, click on it. Relating to or marked by the characteristics of the male sex or gender. Hey, boys and girls, what the hell's wrong with us? Jared, click on female medical dictionary. It's a female, in case you don't know. In humans, the gender that produces oocytes and bears the young. Medical. Science. Oocytes. Is that what it is? Oocytes. Oocytes. And bears the young. Hey, boys and girls. Newsflash. A female is a woman who has children. Men can't bear children. Science. Oh, I got to get to it. I got to get to it. Jared, gender. What does gender say in the medical dictionary? They've been lying to us, boys. We let them get away with it. Our pastors are complicit. What's a gender, Jared? Category to which an individual is assigned by self or others on the basis of. See, they changed that, didn't they? Assigned by gender is assigned by you now. You get to determine what your gender is on the basis of sex. Really? Really? So that ain't to do with your plumbing, huh? You want to know if you're a boy or a girl? Look, just look down. When I was a kid, when we were, our testosterone was just getting rolling. I don't know if you guys remember this, if it ever happened to you, and you're talking around with some of your boy buddies. They say, hey, are you a man? Yeah, I'm a man. Hey, pull down your pants and prove it. You guys ever do that? No, you can't believe your eyes anymore. Jared, go to masculine. We already did that. Jared, go to deviant. 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 What is that, Jared? Wow. Denoting or indication of deviation. A person exhibiting deviation, especially sexual. The medical dictionary. Homos are deviant. They're deviant. It's not normal. It isn't normal. Science tells us it's not normal. Women produce eggs that bear children. A man isn't a woman. A man cannot bear a child. It's deviant. It's denoting or indicative of deviation. What is deviation? Jared, see if you can look up deviation. See if it shows what deviation is. I bet it has something to do with the norm. Let's see what it says. Deviation. Turning away or aside from the normal point or course. In psychiatry and the behavioral science, a departure from an accepted norm, role, or rule. The sexual deviance. And the reason they're sexual deviants is because we no longer tell anybody the truth. Nobody did. I'm going to shout. I've been a half hour. Haven't given anybody to say anything. I got more. Somebody come on in here.
Hey, Coach.
Sex. Sex. There's another one. Look that one up, Jared. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Jeff. Do you see the email sent out by the AFA yesterday? Remember the whole Target thing and you started that?
Yeah.
They sent out an email yesterday saying we're still boycotting
the Target stores
and they haven't given in. But did you read it? It says we're not necessarily concerned about the transgenders. We're just worried about keeping the perverts out of the bathrooms.
Yeah, there you go.
They're okay with the transgenders.
Compromise. So what's sex according to the medical dictionary? Not the Bible. Heaven forbid I would hit you in the face with the Bible.
I thought transgenders were perverts.
Yeah, they are. The biological character, this is sex, boys. The biological, biology, science, the biological character quality that distinguishes male and female from one another, as expressed by analysis of the person's gonadal. That means what's between your legs. Morphological, chromosomal, and hormonal characteristics. You are a man at birth. No. You're a male at birth. You're a man by choice. The physiologic and psychological processes within a person that prompt behavior related to procreation or erotic pleasure. So now they're telling you what sex is, right? But sex is the character that the scientific gonad. Sorry about those words. Make you uncomfortable. Won't hear this preached in your church, will you? Can I continue with my monologue? Can I get this out of my system? I've been working on this for a couple of days. Jared, pull up my, pull up my commentary, Jared. Pull up my commentary. Go ahead. Go ahead, Roger.
I think a place you ought to go with this masculinity, and I'm not quite sure how to properly present it this morning, but you got to talk about the bedroom when it comes to masculinity. Women want masculine men in the bedroom. Don't you think they don't? They sure want they do. They want real men in the bedroom. And
they just want to control them, Roger. That's all. What? They just want to be in control of the men. They want real men. I'm with you.
Well, I'm just saying you can't to talk about masculinity, you can't exclude the bedroom, because I've seen these wimpy men running around all time. The women leave them. They get tired of them.
Roger, I told my wife the other day, I can't remember where we were. We were someplace together. That's unusual. We were together. And I said to her, it was last night. I said, look at him. Does he look like a man? Would a woman be attracted to that? How does a woman get attracted to that? That ain't a man. And it's everywhere in our culture. Tight jeans. Oh, now I'm going to get into it. There's haircuts that are skinned on the side and tucked up on the head.
It's an emotional. It's an emotional attraction. That's what
okay,
it is.
Chad. Chad, you're getting into my article now. Bear with me, Coach. I gotta get this off.
They're so sensitive, Coach. Come on, they're so sensitive.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's. I asked today, whatever happened to science? So I took them to the original Webster Dictionary. It says science is defined as, in a general sense, knowledge, or certain knowledge, the comprehension or understanding of truth or facts by the mind. So science is when your mind understands truth and facts. Would anybody disagree with that? No. Go to the next one. To know, again, from the scholarly Webster, is to perceive with certainty, to understand clearly, to have a clear and certain perception of truth. That's to know, or fact. To feel is to have the sensibility or the passions moved or excited. Sensibility. You don't think clearly when you feel. So passion is the feeling of the mind. This is really good, isn't it? Or the sensible effect of impression, excitement, perturbation, and others getting mad, or agitation of the mind. That's passion. And then I put in here, beware. Your emotions will betray you, my friend Chad Estes.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Morning.
Hang on, George. Hang on. I got to get through this. Science explains feelings. Feelings do not alter science. That is something very basic that I learned in my sixth grade science class. Science thrives on facts, evidence, and proof. The scientific method requires proof. Feelings and emotions are not proof. Feelings and emotions cloud truth. It's nearly impossible to convince someone of something they already refuse to believe. Somebody could say amen there, but all of them take up the time. Simply wanting something to be true does not make it so. Simply believing something does not make it true. Webster said this, truth is true state of facts or things. The true state of facts or things, that's true. Feelings are not facts. Feelings cannot alter facts. No matter how much I want to believe that my parents are still alive, the facts prove otherwise. Facts, according to our friend Webster, is reality and truth. And Webster says to deny a fact knowingly is to lie. So is it possible for science to produce lies? That's a profound question. Is it possible for science to produce lies? If science produces a lie, can it even be called science? Why do we allow so many falsehoods to be promoted by science? Unproven science is a theory. A theory, according to Webster, is a speculation. Whatever happened to science? Stating that 85% of scientists believe in global warming is citing an opinion poll.
Mm.
Air is necessary for a human being to live. This is a fact, and it doesn't matter how many scientists agree with it. If 90% of scientists believe air was unnecessary for human life, you would still need air to live. Opinion does not alter truth. Opinion is not science, okay? Opinion is speculation. Speculation is to view, to contemplate. Sorry if you feel like I'm running in circles. Stay with me. Folks, this is so simple. A theory is not proof. A theory leads to proof. Proof does not require peer-reviewed opinions. Proof, like truth, stands alone. Look outside. Is the sun shining? Does it matter if your wife disagrees? Whatever happened to science? It's either shining or it's not. Can I show you how much science has been destroyed in America? Are you willing to simply explore what Joe Friday so famously said? Just the facts, ma'am. Is it okay if I return to Perry Mason and give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help me God, which, by the way, he's the truth. Here's the truth, boys. There are only two sexes and only two genders, male and female. Any science that says otherwise is voodoo science. Look between your legs for proof. Feeling like a woman when you have a penis does not invalidate science. When they dig up the remains of Bruce Jenner 500 years from now, they will find a male in his casket. Science, baby! Bruce Jenner ain't no woman, no matter how he feels. Why do so many intelligent people foolishly agree he's a woman? An unborn baby is a human being, no matter how much the mother doesn't want it to be. To abort it is to kill it. To kill it is murder, no matter what some judge feels. Even if 90% of judges agree abortion is the law of the land, murder can never be legal. The child is a human being at the moment of conception. By the way, what are judges doing judging scientific issues? Why does the left cling to science when it supports them and deny science when it doesn't support them? And why do we let them? About done. Darwinian evolution is a theory. As we learned earlier, a theory is speculation. There is no scientific proof that man evolved from pond scum, no matter how many scientists vote in favor of the theory. If macroevolution was proven, it would no longer be a theory, and there would no longer be a debate. Biblical creation is just as valid of a scientific theory as Darwinism. Believing the Bible requires faith. So does Darwinism. Believing, both are systems of belief. Those who believe the theory of creation are called Christians. Those who don't, they're called scientists. Scientists, science doesn't lie, but scientists do. Special interests pay for scientists to do research. I've often wondered if scientists could find evidence for God. I've often wondered if scientists could find evidence for God if they were paid to prove he existed. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but researchers today do their best to find the results that their benefactors pay for. Do you think Monsanto wants to know if GMOs cause cancer? Government spends millions on research, probably billions. You know of any government studies to study, to find out whether life begins, when life begins in an unborn baby? Is there any government studies out there about that, boys? Do you ever wonder why? Could they be afraid of science? Nothing seems real anymore. Everything is opinion, emotion, speculation, wishful thinking. Over the last 100 years, science has done its best to destroy God and his creation. And all you have to do is look around and you will see that in the end, science has destroyed science. When I was a teenager, we used to tease each other in the hallways. If you're a man, come into the locker room and prove it. That challenge won't work today. Thanks to voodoo science, you can't even believe your eyes anymore. Lies rule the day. Nothing is as it seems. Why do we permit it? Why do we allow them to teach our children things that are simply are not true? Why don't we demand proof and truth? Can a nation built on lies survive? Whatever happened to science? Go on in here. George wanted to say something. Hey, I'm ticked. Right now I'm ticked. Sorry, got that masculinity coming out of me a little bit.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Basically, everything you said there is right on.
Paul, there ain't one thing in that thing that you can argue with.
No, you can't. And because the thing is, it all started basically, I may be wrong about this, but Darwinism is where all that started.
Sure
because
it is.
I remember as a kid in science class, you have a hypothesis, and then you go and try to find, you are open-minded. In other words, you come in with an open mind and you try to find, you have a hypothesis, you try to go and find out evidence about that or whatever. Right. At the end of it, you make your conclusion.
That's right.
Well, you know what? That also happened in journalism. What did the journalism used to do? Just report the facts, report what happened, not give your opinion about it.
That's right.
And that's exactly, that all started there. And I think that's where it's just everywhere now. And now you got scientists who we're supposed to
believe them because they're scientists. Are you kidding me? They're scientists. So I'm supposed to believe you. Right? Come on. Somebody else. Come on in. Nobody home today?
You know, Coach, I'm fired up. You got me fired up. When I was at the Washington County School District, men were weak. I was up there and I spoke every single time the show, man, we need to stop this. We had 10 people and 7 of them were women. And they're all so, it's just,
you know, the same thing that's happening with evolution. You know, people believe evolution because Darwinism has been foisted upon us and people are accepting deviant sexual death styles and attitudes because it's been foisted upon us. False teachings about the Bible have been foisted upon us and people are accepting it without critical thinking.
Well, Larry, he's the father of lies and we've lost the ability to discern the truth. We don't have the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And if the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth, we shut our mouths because we're afraid people are going to criticize us. Hey, Jared, do me a favor. Go to David Arthur's PowerPoint. I just sent it. I think it's in a different one, Jared. I want you guys to see this. You guys remember when they used to call psychology voodoo science? They still do, by the way. Psychology of the mind, trying to figure out what's going on in the mind. Whether you're crazy or not crazy, and it all comes down to. By the way, Sigmund Freud was, or not Sigmund Freud, but our good friend Darwin was he wasn't a zoologist. And isn't it amazing? Alfred Kinsey was a zoologist. So pull it up there, Jared. Hey, I give credit to David Arthur. I stole this from David Arthur. I want you all to know it, but it was profound. What they're teaching your children, come back to science now. We're talking about science, right? Okay, there you go. They tell us that gender, I'm going to do this real quickly. Gender attribution. Gender, sex is assigned at birth. It's what the medical, if you can follow the chart, sex is assigned at birth, what the medical community labels you. So they look at you and you got a little penis. They say, well, that's a boy. You signed that. But the gender expression is how you want to display your gender. It's how you want others to see. All right? So gender identity is how you identify, despite what science says. Get that science out of here. Get that science out of here. It's a matter of how you feel. Feel, right? Remember in the article, I said your feelings overwhelm your ability to think? Your feelings do? Go on down to the next slide, Jared. So here's what they're teaching your children in public schools. This is what we are permitting. Those who talk so much about there isn't a God because science can't prove that there's a God, They're They have no proof to any of this stuff. No proof. What's a transsexual? David found, I don't know where he found this. I'll give that David can talk about it here in a minute. A person who is transsexual has physically or hormonally transitioned to a gender other than the gender they were assigned at birth. That's a transsexual. Do not ask transitioning. Here, listen. Do not ask transitioning people invasive questions about their treatment of or their genitals unless they give you permission to do so. Say, so when some guy comes walking in, or some girl comes walking in, let's say that some girl comes in dressed like a guy, or some, say, hey, dude, what happened to you? What happened to your junk? Don't ask that. That's not a very nice question to ask, because he feels like he's. I feel like a woman. Dun, 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 dun. Shania Twain felt like a woman. Now David Arthur does. Did. Sorry, David. Next one. There's a transsexual. Then there's a pansexual. Pansexual is a person attracted to people regardless of gender. Pansexual comes from the root pan or all. A pansexual person can be attracted to all, right? They're teaching this to your kids. This ain't even science. Next one, Jared. Gray sexual. David's not making this stuff up. Person who is gray asexual very rarely experiences sexual attraction to any gender. Sexuality and romantic orientation are different. A person can be romantically attracted to people yet rarely feel sexual attraction for them, and vice versa. Comes back to intimacy, see? You feel an intimate. You remember little boys on the playground went around with their arms around each other, an intimacy? Well, now they'll say, well, look, you're attracted to boys. You're gray. You're a homo. Next one. Kyle, you a homo, Kyle? Writing this stuff. Polysexual. Not making this stuff up. Teaching this to your kids. They have a polysexual flag. A person who is polysexual is attracted to more than two genders, but not all genders. Hey, boys, there's only two genders. See, they automatically brainwash you to convince you there are more than two genders. In the definition, they tell you there's more than two genders. Person who's polysexual is attracted to more than two genders, but not all genders. Well, wait, no, there's only two genders. Huh? A polysexual person could, for instance, be attracted to people of all genders, except for boys. Scroll down, Jared. Bisexual. How about this one? Person who's bisexual is attracted to both the same gender as they identify and different genders. So I used to think bisexual means you would have sex with a man or a woman. You didn't care. Oh, but you can have sex with a tranny. You don't care about that. You can have sex with a gray sexual. You can have sex with a no sexual. Bisexual doesn't mean two anymore. Even though the word bi means two, it doesn't mean it anymore because they changed the language. They changed the science on us. Although bisexual people are most often attracted to boys and girls, they can also be attracted to non-binary gender. This is voodoo science. And when they're teaching in our school, we're letting them. You know why? Because there ain't any men standing up saying anything about it. The pastors are telling us we need to accept the love them. Jesus loves them. This I know. And the Bible tells me so. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children, the little bisexual, polysexual, multisexual, asexual children of the world. Next one, Jared. No wonder people hate me. Intersex. A person who is intersex is born as neither entirely male or female. Not possible. DNA, boys and girls. DNA. Can't be intersex. Not entirely male or female. Voodoo junk science. By the way, it's incredibly rude to ask an intersex person about how their genitals look or function. Hey, Larry, it'd be rude to ask you how your genitals function. Next one, Jared. Demisexual. Who in the hell makes this stuff up? And why do we let them pass it off as science? A demisexual is a person who is demisexual, only experiences sexual attraction once a strong emotional bond has been formed. In other words, they have a girlfriend who's not really a girlfriend until all of a sudden they feel this urge. They'd like to have sex with them, and then they have sex with them because they got this urge. Because same thing could happen with a boy. Sexuality and romantic orientation are different. Didn't you know that, guys? Didn't you know that sexuality and romantic orientation are different? A person can be romantically attracted to people, yet rarely feel sexual attraction for them, and vice versa. You can be in love with somebody. They call that parenthood. Love your child and have no desire to have sex. That's a demisexual. Oh, then we got non-binary. David Arthur, thank you for letting me use this. Person who is non-binary identifies as a gender that is not male or female. Hey, folks, there isn't any gender that's not male or female. There isn't any. Yet they assume there is. People with non-binary genders can use a variety of different personal pronouns, such as, I'm not making it up, theirn, ze, zer, they, them. Next one, Jared. Well, this is good. Oh, my favorite, polyamory. A polyamorous relationship involves more than two people with fully consensual romantic involvement. Polyamorous relationships can include any combination of genders. Hey, there's only two! Relationships with more than two people can be as healthy as any other, as long as all people involved agree. Give their full consent. Gender fluid. I said they need their fluid changed. That's what's all wrong here. A gender fluid person changes the gender they identify as throughout the gender spectrum. There's a gender spectrum now, boys and girls. The gender identity at any given time can be binary or non-binary. They can choose at their whim. By the way, always ask about someone's preferred pronouns. Queer. How about this one? I'm behind the flag, man. Queer is an umbrella term for all sexual and gender, dare I say it, deviancies. Not minorities, deviancies. If a person is not straight and or not cisgender, they can identify as queer. Although queer was once used as a derogatory term, it's been reclaimed. It has. However, if a queer person is offended by your usage of it, then be respectful and stop calling them queer. They have the flag, though. They're queer flag. And then there's genderqueer. You think I'm making this up, right? Genderqueer is an umbrella term for all people who identify as genders outside the binary. And people who are non-binary genders can use a variety of different personal pronouns, such as they, them, ze, and zer. Whatever happened to science? Whatever happened to science? Okay, so then David gets into the end. Okay, door's open. Come on in.
Coach, what would happen if in the Garden of Eden, Satan is not as smart as we think he is. In the Garden of Eden, if Satan had asked Eve, are you really a woman? Now think about it. Huh? I don't know. Maybe you ought to think about that, Eve. Maybe you ought to think about that.
I wonder if he asked for permission.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Roger.
The problem really is going to come in the high schools as these school boards let this unfold, is in girls' sports, women's sports. They are going to destroy it because the transgenders who are being indoctrinated are going to, you know, pass over into girls and just dominate them, and it will destroy girls' sports.
They will eat themselves up, won't they, Roger? See, they won't say anything about it now. Because they know equality isn't equal. They know it's not equal. They know it isn't.
The other area is in college admissions. If this continues, anybody can be Hispanic. Anybody can be Indian. Anybody can be African American or Black American or whatever. It will destroy that because you cannot open this gate and stop it.
So let me ask you, here's my question, masculine men. How could any man, I don't care what you believe, I don't care whether you're Christian or not, how could any man be on a school board and approve this garbage? Did somebody tell me that? How could some?
I've got one right now. It's on a school board. It goes to our church. You would think he'd be fighting and screaming.
I'd say, show me some proof. Show me some proof. Enough of the theories already.
It's called depraved minds.
But yeah, it is, Denny. It is depraved minds. But we are letting it happen. We're letting the queer man in, if you understand what I'm saying. Don't let the old man in. Don't let that stupid man in. Don't let that brainwashed man in. Now, who's going to fight back against this stuff? Who will? We all look at this stuff and we think this is the... You guys right now are amazed what that PowerPoint. You're amazed at. I'm amazed at. What? First of all, can I ask you a question? Who came up with those terms? What? How could you even make that stuff up? Voodoo science. Whatever happened to science? David Arthur, give me your 2 cents worth or your penny and a half. Are you in here? Yeah, you're in here. I stole your stuff. Give you a chance to respond. David spoke to a group of high school kids last night, by the way. He's not coming in. He must be half asleep. Got 4 minutes.
Coach Lee Strobel wrote a book. And the basis of that book is that he questioned, but he did the scientific method. And he went out in real life and found out what the truth was. He didn't believe it going in, but he found it. And life reinforces the truth.
It does, for sure.
Nature reinforces the truth.
Hey, listen, I'm short on time. Jared, play that video. The reply, I didn't even play the video from Gillette. But watch this counter video. It's produced by, this is what is a man? This is a response to Gillette. It's a 2-minute video. This is good. What is a man? What is a man? Go ahead, Jared.
What is a man? Is a man brave? Is a man a hero? Is a man a protector? Is a man vulnerable? Is a man disposable? Is a man broken? Is a man trying? We see the good in men.
Eckhart, a watch company. Hey, boys and girls, let there be no doubt about it. The church has failed men. The church, who was supposed to be a bulwark against all of this evil, has failed in its responsibility.
Everything in the Bible flows through the male, David. Everything. And I know there's Ruth and Jezebel's spirit and all that. But everything flows through the mail in God's word. I'm sorry.
Tomorrow, we're going to talk about chivalry. Chivalry. What real manhood is all about. I'm so mad I could spit. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.